Hey there, land lovers. Welcome to the Captain Grinsky Show. Come on board for the trip of a lifetime on the Sea of Life. Join Captain Grinsky and enjoy some homespun philosophy as Captain Grinsky uses a microphone to bring you into the weird, wonderful world inside his head. Enjoy the trip, me arties. And here at the helm, Captain Grinsky.
Well, you got that right. I'm at the helm. I'm Captain Grinsky. It may be a small little ship, but it's my ship. I'm the captain, and that's the way it goes. And that's a packet of crisps floating around the room. You may be able to hear in the background there. That's because my cabin boy, Thomas, has never been on the radio before. But I might put him on tonight. I've got some very special guests for you tonight. I've got a fantastic first mate tonight, Frank. And I've got a lovely little singer for you tonight, Thomas the cabin boy. But in the meantime, we're going to kick off with some songs. You may not know this one. It's a very old song from a very old band from New Zealand called Split Ends, and the song is called Stuff and Nonsense. It's a philosophical delight. Little song by a band called Split Ends. You might know one of the brothers, or both the brothers, were in a band called Crowded House. They were quite big in America, from Australia and from New Zealand. That was called Stuff and Nonsense. And it's a great song because it's, although we work in a psychic environment here, what they're really saying is, I can't give you anything in the future. Just take what I got coming out because I love you this morning. Maybe this afternoon I'll meet another bird or a lady, as we say in Wales. Okay. Anyway, this is Captain here, Captain Quincy. Tonight, two special guests. We've got the first mate coming on very shortly. And then we've got a cracking little singer who's coming in to do some stuff. Right now, he's just cleaning out in the down the bilges, as they all do. They have to do their time in the bilges. Young Thomas will be on a bit later because we think X Factor has just started again in America. And Young Tom, he actually was on the British version of X Factor and did very, very, very well. And so we're going to give you some telephone numbers after the next song. But the next song is a song by another Welsh guy who was quite famous in the 70s. And his name is Morty, the band were called Racing Cars. They did a song called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Nothing to do with the film, other than he took the title of the song from the film. But this is all about New Orleans. It's a bit of a funky little number, and it's called Creole Belle. He was good, wasn't he? Anyway, that was Morty and a band called Creole. That was Morty, and the song was called Creole Belle, as in French Belle, B-E-L-L-E. If you want to ring into the show and talk to me or any of the guys, the number to ring is 760-283-4611. If you're outside of the United States, put a 001 in front. So 001-760-283-4611. And if you want to actually see young Thomas, the cabin boy, he is on a TwitCam tonight. There are reasons for that I'll explain later, but he's on a TwitCam. And it's just Tom Richards _101. And then you're going to get hold of Tom and see Tom talking to us later on the show. As I say, he's not there at the moment. He's down in the bilges cleaning a few things up. You know, he's going to do his little job. Frank is down there with him, helping him do stuff, you know, first mate being what he is, you know. And, of course, we are going to do another song, which is by a country and western lady who I love. And she actually, she won a couple of years ago, the best singer in the Country Music Awards. And her name is Leanne Womack. And she's a fantastic singer. I mean, she's been around quite a long time, as we say. But in country music, that doesn't seem to matter. You don't seem to get the image problems you get with pop music and all that stuff. Well, in fact, I got to say, in your country, that is America, if you're listening there. If that's not your country, you're listening somewhere else, obviously. But in America, image is not important. It's talent, you know. And I think this reflects in your X Factor as well. I mean, you know, over this end, they just want some real, you know, glamorous-looking skinny waif. But over there, you've just got to get the value of the voice is what counts. We're lucky with Tom. We've got the both. A glamorous little skinny waif and a great voice. So he'll be coming on a little bit later. In the meantime, let's listen to Leanne Womack with a song called, and this is a great uplifting song. Now in this song, listen to the reference to the clouds, because I'll be talking about clouds later. Here's a song called I Hope You Dance. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance,
soon. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or die.
To know that our producer tonight, Bruce, loves that song, and he got good taste because I love it as well. Anyway, what we're going to do now, we're going to go to a short commercial break, but I'd like you to try and remember the voice on the jingle because it's going to happen now.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manic, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music. I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin? I certainly will, Rachel.
Well, I know Bruce will be shuffling his iPod very shortly because I asked him to play the wrong track. Now, unfortunately, I haven't got either of those two young ladies on the show tonight. But Bruce, if you're there, if you're listening, Bruce, now there was another little jingle, which was the intro to their show. Now, if Bruce can kick that one in, we might...
Welcome to MikeSpirit.fm. You're listening to the iPod Shuffle Show, coming to you from the heart of Wales. The show that rocks. And now your host, the Sweet Manic. Over to you, girls.
Well, once again, a disappointment. It's not, they're not here, you see, it's just us. But I do have the man with the voice. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing there?
Oh, that's very good. Can you just give me a welcome to the show?
Welcome to the show, and here we have Quincy.
Hey, Frank, that's pretty good. Now, Frank is my first mate tonight. He's, as I said, he's been down in the hole there doing a bit of stuff, you know.
I have, mate. I've been doing a bit of stuff.
With Tom the Cabin Boy.
Well, yeah, he was there as well.
He was in the Bilges.
He was doing very well. I actually got him to scrub a few things.
What do they call the gunnels? Does that make any sense? Not the Olympic athletes, no Sally Gunnels.
No.
The gunnels.
Down in the gunnels? Well,
the
gunnels. It's dirty down there.
Were you at the sharp end or the blunt end?
Well, I was at the sharp end.
Because I'm a captain, I know all the nautical terms.
Absolutely. Do you know what, mind you, it was cold down there. Cold enough to
It was cold to freeze the... Absolutely.
Off a brass monkey.
Absolutely. And we know all about that.
Another nautical term, that is.
Nautical term, Frank, from the last century. Anyway, Frank, in your other guys, I mean, other than being the voice of everybody, in fact, Frank...
I don't know what you mean there, sir.
Frank's the voice of Quincy, isn't he? Ahoy there, go on, Frank.
Ahoy, how's it going there, me hearties?
Oh, me hearties, that's why he's my first mate, you see? But anyway, not in the biblical sense, for those of you out there. No, Frank is my first mate. But Frank, apart from all that stuff, actually... He's a very talented guy. He does lots and lots of things.
Thank you much.
And he's also, and this is quite appropriate, because we are on MikeSpirit.fm. Frank's a spiritual person.
Yes,
is that true, Frank? Yeah.
It's very true, yeah.
He's very true. And he also does healing and stuff like that. So it all comes in really nice tonight. And Frank's going to be staying on for the rest of the show with myself.
Good news.
And because we need somebody to keep an eye on TwitCam.
Well, exactly. I've got. I'm actually sort of checking it out at the moment now, and there's Twitcam is working very well.
Yeah.
And
is there another name? Because I don't like saying Twitcam.
It's great. I think it's a great name.
It's a great name, but it infers that Tom is a twit.
Well, you know, I don't know how that relates around the world, but in UK, yeah, a twit.
Is a twit, isn't it?
Is a twit. Yeah. Is a Wally? Is that what they call them?
Wally? How do they say these
Wally
things?
Cam?
Wally Cam?
Is there a Wally Cam out there as well?
Wouldn't like to go down that road.
Well, I don't know.
Absolutely. No, even though we are at sea.
Exactly. You don't go down the road, mate. Yeah.
I know we're not that road at sea, mate. Captain, Let me tell you, the plank for you, Frank, if you keep on doing stuff like
that. Sorry about that, Captain.
All right, it's all right. Now then. Now, Frank, you've got a it's not a charity as such, because in this country we need charity numbers to be a charity.
Yes, we do, and £5,000 in the bank as well.
£5,000 in the bank, Frank, which leaves you £1 short.
Exactly.
However, Frank has got a really great idea, and Frank likes to help people, and he's got a what we call a not-for-profit community business.
Yeah.
Which is called Frank and Friends.
It certainly is. frankandfriends.co.uk. I'll just blag that one there. Why
That's
not?
Excellent,
just
Frank.
That in
do you want to go a little bit off the mic? Because we could end up not being friends. You sound great. But
do I sound great?
You're popping, Frank.
Am I popping? I'm sorry.
He's popped again. As he says, pop, I'm popping too.
If I pop over there, is that better? That's better.
Oh, I tell you what, Skype just doesn't like popping.
No, I can understand.
I tell you what we'll do then, Frank. Before we come back, to you. We're going to talk about Frank and Friends.
Thanks, mate.
You've got lots of work to do. You've got them ropes to do the stuff and the sail.
Yeah, I'll pop down to them.
All that, you know.
And twice the main
break. What are we going to do now?
And
I feel like I want to do a little bit of piano work, Frank. You
I'll
know
get
what?
On with my
I'm
stuff.
Good on the piano
can
work.
I'll get on my stuff.
I'm going to play a track because I can do what I can do on the Quincy Show. You see, is I have a band of the month.
Ooh.
I play a track of theirs every week. I played one of this band's tracks last week. I'm going to play one this week.
So is this band of the month?
Band of the give me one of those, Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it a big warm what?
Okay, Frank, you're not really good live. You're all right,
I'm totally
when he does
live.
The jingles, he's great, but live.
That was fantastic. You put your hand up, I stop them automatically, like we do.
Yeah, Band of the Month.
Band of the Month.
Okay, now before we go to the Frank.
Band of the Month.
Yep, we're going to do a little bit of, I'm going to tinkle on the piano a little bit, because that's the way I like to do it. And you've got to guess the name of the band. Also, very appropriate, because we're in one time zone over here. You know, East Coast, we've got Eastern Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time. It's 12 hours ahead in New Zealand. You know, well, Wales won the game last week in the Rugby World Cup. Excellent.
Just about.
But I'm going to do some piano work and bring the band in when I feel like it. So here's a track. I'm not going to tell you who the band is. And Mike is going to kick it in now, my producer. What a great guy. Here we go. Don't mind me playing a little bit, you Mike? Can I just move the piano a little bit to the right? That's my clever piano.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So I'm going to... I'll tinkle for a bit. I can talk with my tinkling because I'm multitasking.
You are.
Do you like this modal stuff I'm playing now, Frank? Do you find I'm a bit off the wall or do you want me to go more mainstream?
I can do it. It's your hooks getting in the way a bit, mate.
I can go mainstream, Frank.
Go for it, mate.
No, I'll keep on the modal. I might raise the tension a little bit by raising the key. I might model it, Frank.
Do you want me to lift your piano, sir?
No, sir. Okay. I want you to model it, sir.
Okay.
Can you model it?
I can model it with some pasta theme.
Okay, right. So get ready then, because I feel like bringing the band in, but I'm going to let them come in when I want them to come in. I am the captain of the ship.
You are.
And they're a big band.
They
big
are.
Big band. You know.
Loads of them.
I'll just keep tinkling. I'm doing okay. Maybe I should bring them in shortly. I'm not really worried about it.
Shall I open the door?
Okay. I tell you what. I think I might... Boys, the band. Hey, guys, get ready to play. Get ready to play. Okay, guys. I think we're almost ready. Kick it in. Come on, drummer. What a great track that was. What do you think, Frank?
Not bad. Not bad.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah. I rushed back up from down. Down the
band.
Yeah.
I was Chicago.
Was it Chicago?
Yes, it was Chicago. I love Chicago. I liked Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Well, yeah. I've noticed that, Captain.
Dave Clayton Thomas. You would know that. As I'm playing it all the time, and I?
All the time. Every up and down the estuary.
Up and down the estuary. I should cocoa with the tide, against the tide.
Against the tide.
Tacking in the wind.
Well, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No, seriously, that was a Chicago, what a great song. And very shortly, we're going to be getting our little Twitcam guy up.
Yeah.
I'll give you another little... heads up on the Twitcam.
Is that a dog?
That noise is a dog, by the way. We've got a ship's got dog. Hang on a second. I'll ask Mally, you could just say a few words to the listener. Come on.
That was pathetic.
I want to play a game. I said in the beginning, Frank... It's got to be a ship's cat.
Yeah, it should be a ship's cat.
You don't have ship's dogs, do you?
You can't dress him up with a cat. No, he'd be upset.
Oh, he's great. Hang on a second. Let's get Mally in the radio. Come on, Mal.
I'll keep trying with him and see if he does.
I'll just try. Mally is a very lovely dog.
Absolutely.
He's a white... Yes, we've got Mally on the radio.
Mally got
fantastic. Okay, Mally, give him a ship's biscuit, Frank.
There you go.
You call that...
Super.
Fantastic. I only wish this was television.
Yeah, it would.
The way the dog caught that biscuit.
It's amazing.
And the end of Frank's foot as well. Fantastic. How do you do that? Marvellous. Tremendous.
Oh, juggling, mate. Juggling.
Anyways, going to get back to Cedar stuff.
Okay.
Frank.
Well, if I tell you a bit about it, is that all right?
When you're not being mate, ship, on the old good ship, the Sea of Life.
The Sea of Life. It's a lovely ship, by the way.
It's a great ship.
Well kept.
Okay, well kept ship.
Okay.
You do a lot of good work in the community.
Yeah, it's a charitable...
Not with dogs, unfortunately, but...
I can actually sort of train a dog if you want me to.
No, I don't need to train the dog. I love him as he is.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Bless him.
Ship's
Bless
dog.
Him. Yeah.
Mally, you'd be walking the plank if you carry on like this, Mally. That shut him up.
It did actually. And your hand in his mouth.
That did help.
That
helps. But we've got to, we don't need joking. If anybody listening from any doggy type of people, we are treating the dog with the...
utmost respect.
Utmost respect. He's a fantastic guy. The next, before I talk...
are we going to talk about it or not?
No, I'm going to talk to you. But you
sure?
Yeah, Frank and Friends.
Yeah? Okay, Frank and Friends.
So can you want to tell us about
it? Yeah, basically it's set up to help out...
First of all, can I just say, we are in South Wales, in the UK.
Yeah.
And we're in a rural part of Wales. It's a lovely place. We've got to live in Rhondda Valley. Used to be industrial, and Frank has come up with a great idea, which we're going to talk about now, about your Frank and Friends retreat, Frank?
Yeah. Well, Frank and Friends is a charitable organisation which is helping people to deal with such issues as bereavement, as cancer in the family, major impacting illnesses such as stress-related illnesses, dementia, and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where the person who's usually got the illness, like cancer and whatever else, they get a team of people looking after them. We help the families deal with that situation and let them talk to us, and we give them lots of advice and places to sort of seek further help and look after the sort of their well-being as well as the person who actually got the illness. It came about because I have two reasons, really. My niece passed away at 3.5 years of age from cancer, and my mother at 73 years of age has Alzheimer's. So with both those sort of things affecting me, I was straight away feeling that myself. And so with a bunch of friends who were all therapists, like myself, being a massage therapist,
mm-hmm.
We got together and decided to form a little group which helps people out doing that. Just being there for them, really. And the retreat we want to do is something I want to build. Locally, there's an area of land which I'm in talks with. I'm not talking about the land. Well, I could do.
You're talking to trees. Good to talk to trees, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah, and hug them.
Hug them, because cows and other animals always go near trees because they give off
energy.
Absolutely.
Trees are fantastic. If you actually go out in the country and look around you, you'll see trees of all different colours, and they actually really sort of make themselves aware to you. They actually sort of almost glow.
This time of year is the best time to go, because autumn, the colours are fantastic. And in this country,
in the fall
in America, but in the autumn over here, and in this country, the fall or autumn has come a little bit early. Mm. Apparently, we had a really good hot spring, which affects the cycle of the trees. So they are now shedding the leaves earlier this year than normally. So that's why we got all these lovely colours around us.
I've noticed a few of them we've gone past along the from the crow's nest. I've been checking it
There's
out.
There's a lot of trees on the... that land over there, Frank?
Yeah.
Look at them trees.
Look at that.
Every one of those trees is now shedding leaves.
I wish I was actually on land at the moment, sir. Captain, sir.
Well, I actually wish you were in the water, Frank, but that's another story. Anyway, I've got a friend, honestly, yeah.
But it's not
a friend
ship,
of mine.
Sir.
Who's from the South Pacific, speaking of trees.
Ain't nothing but a dame.
No, he's not. Nothing like that. No,
okay.
He's a friend. And he lives in the South Pacific. And he's actually Tokelauan. Tokelau are three little islands. Three little islands, you know. And with the earth being warming up a little bit and all the stuff, and seawater rising. Well, Tokelau, I think the highest piece of land is only 10 meters. So it really bothers them. They are worried. You know, a lot of these islands are worried. I mean, Tonga. Mm. Tonga is another island which is quite flat. So the sea only has to rise a little bit, and then they're going to be losing land, you know.
Well,
people are moving back now from the coast.
Well, either that or build houses on stilts.
That's another idea, which is...
Venice is built, sort of, raised. So, yeah. That's years ago. Yeah, you'd think they'd know a bit now, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't, I mean, I think those people who are in the tourist business in the Maldives...
Yeah.
They build houses on stilts because
they
can sell them as a little unique thing, you know.
Well, it'd be pretty
there
unique
are
that
indigenous
island,
tribes in Borneo who build houses on bamboos.
Yeah, some of them build them right up in the treetops.
Absolutely, in the top of the treetops.
Incredible.
Do you think they're taking it too far?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, it's a long way from the water for a start, so why are they doing that?
And if
I don't understand.
You forget your shopping downstairs. Oh,
you can't. You can't go down, can you, to the subway from the top of that tree?
No.
How are you going to get a subway?
You can order in, maybe. One of those.
How are you going to get a subway? Tell me, are they going to get the subway? I'm
know.
Asking a question.
Down the
Do you get subway in where you live, Frank? Have you got a subway in Trinidad?
We have, and other reputable companies that do sandwiches.
Are available.
And things.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Okay, and it's nice to see that McDonald's have gone back to the 1955 burger.
Yeah.
However, I noticed they haven't gone back to the 1955 price.
That's very true.
Huh?
That's
okay.
Very true.
What's that all about?
Yeah, I know.
I think a letter is in order there. By pigeon post, of course, because obviously we've got the pigeons.
Yeah.
You know, done downstairs. We can put them on any leg, message, send
good.
Him off to McDonald's, sort them out. We want 1955.
I wouldn't do that, mainly. I could be cruel because you can have pigeon burgers on the menu next week, you know?
That's right, I didn't think of that, Frank.
Be careful, man.
Oh, but these pigeons are rubbish. They're not even going to find McDonald's.
Well,
they're probably,
that's very true.
You know what I mean, trying to say?
They're homing pigeons.
Are you trying to
they're going
to
come back.
Homing pigeons, they're coming back to us.
Exactly.
With the same message we sent.
If I won't leave
2 days later.
They'll be like, oh,
you know, absolutely. Get him back to my friend in the South Pacific, Frank.
No,
his name is Aleki Wiki Rifi Tuolavi.
What's that?
And Aleki Wikirifi Tuolavi. It's easy for me to say. And he's a Tokelauan guy, and he's been brought up in New Zealand in the Maori. He's also got the Maori culture, so he's brilliant. Anyway, a couple of years ago, he actually came to Wales, found a young lady, married her, and took her back to New Zealand.
That's the way to do it, isn't it?
That's the way to do it, yeah.
Wow.
And so but he's also a very talented songwriter and singer. And he's got a great philosophy. And one of the tracks we put together, which I do believe is on a CD that I might talk to you about later. It's a song called Just Like Me. So this is, his name is Aleki Wikirifi Tuolavi, but we call him Wix. This is Just Like Me.
This is a story about you and me. I don't know who you are, and you don't know me, but we're all special. We all play a part in life. This, this I believe.
Similar to yours, Frank, if I don't mind saying so, in the timbre of the voice.
Thank you very much.
No, I mean, Mr. Wix, that was great. You know what, that song?
Yeah.
And it's great because it doesn't matter what colour you are, what religion you are. We all got to get on with it, don't we? You know. So that was Mr. Wicks all the way from New Zealand.
Lovely.
Who was now hoping that the All Blacks are going to win the Rugby World Cup.
Really?
But he's got a problem because his wife is from Wales and she'll be rooting for Wales.
That's very true. What colour are they playing in this year?
I'm not sure. It all goes a bit silly, won't it? It was the All Blacks, but they're not All Blacks kit this year. They might be white, green, I don't know.
You know why, don't you?
Wales are all red usually, but again...
It's all gone funny. But
all gone funny.
The only people that I know that are in one colour, mate, is the English team.
Are they?
They're in all black.
Are they?
Yeah. Come I think on, it was psychological. I thought it was psychological to take the overseas kit would be
I'm not very
black.
Happy with that, Frank. I'll be quite honest. If they can keep their colour, why can't we keep our colour? You know,
well,
we are a nation apart, actually, Wales and England. We are different people, aren't we?
Well, absolutely. I've been here for a few years, not all my life.
It's the United Kingdom, but I have to make a point. On the flag, the Union Jack,
you're too late.
It represents Wales. It doesn't represent Wales. It represents England, Scotland and Ireland.
Exactly.
They didn't put anything to do with Wales on that flag.
I think it comes down to the fact that Wales is a principality of England.
Well, it is at the moment, Frank, but come the revolution, which I'm telling you now. I am the King of Wales and some people. I've got a Russian friend who's a princess.
Really?
And besides being a captain, I am the King of Wales in her eyes.
No, I know a guy who used to be the Prince of Ireland, so let's not go there.
He did?
He did, yeah.
Okay.
A lovely guy.
I know the guy used to be the Principality.
What? Principality?
Loads
of
money,
yeah.
But of course, it's a private joke in Wales, and nobody outside the country will get it.
No,
even some in the country won't get it. Even people in this room, as we speak, don't get that joke.
Over their heads, mate.
Over their heads, mate.
Over there, far away.
Now then, very, very shortly, we have our friend who's on TwitCam. The TwitCam, again, if you're on Twitter, it's Tom Richards _101. Go on there now if you're on Twitter, and you can see young Tom as he does his little radio interview with us.
Is that Tom as in T-O-M, yeah?
Tom.
Yeah?
Tom.
Not, some people go T-H-O-M, don't they? Some people
That's Sandy.
Yeah, okay.
We've now gone out with that American guitar player guy, the heavy metal guy.
Okay.
Yeah, God, life's a small world.
It is a small world.
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to play one more track.
I'd like to play
the track that features...
Sea Shanty?
Young Tom, which we put on there tonight.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, Tom writes his own songs. We'll be talking and playing some stuff later.
Yeah,
but he also does great cover versions of well-known songs, you know?
Right,
and one of the hottest bands in the world at the moment are Coldplay. I didn't mean to say hottest.
Hottest band.
Oh, that was clever.
Hottest cold.
One of the hottest bands in the world are Coldplay. Yeah. And Coldplay have a single out at the moment, which is, I'll let Tom tell you the title again after, because obviously I'm old and I don't get the title of these things.
No.
But we're going to play it, and this is our guest tonight, young Tom Richards, recorded this afternoon in my little cabin.
Shall I go get him? Yeah.
Doing a Coldplay cover. So Tom, get ready and roll, man, because this ship is sailing and you're on it.
Wow.
You got nowhere to go.
Here we go.
See that plank over there, Tom? Get this wrong and you'll walk in that plank, son. Here we go, Tom Richards. He's on Twitter. Kick it in, Tom.
I turn the music up, count my record on. Shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the street's alright, maybe the trees are gone. Then my heart starts beating to my favorite song. All the kids, they dance, all the kids all night. Until Monday morning feels another life. Turn the music up, I'm on a roll this time. And heaven is inside. Up, got my record on. I'm underneath the rubble, sing a rebel song. I wanna see another generation drop. Rather be a comma than a full stop. Maybe I'm in the black, maybe I'm all I need. Maybe I'm in the gap between the two to be. And my heart is beating and my pulse is stopped. Goodbye. As we saw, whoa, the I swear to you, much thinking of you. Tell me it's alright. I wish so. Every siren in the symphony, every drop of waterfall, it's waterfall. And it's waterfall. Yeah, and it's waterfall. Every few drops of waterfall. Too many you have no regret. Still I rage through the flame.
Well, I thought it was fantastic, Tom.
Thank you very much.
This is Tom Richards.
Good evening, everybody.
The cabin boy. And he's sitting right now next to the first mate, Frank. If you're on the Twitter cam, I'll give you the Twitter again. It's TomRichards_101. That's the Twitter. But if you want to ring in and talk to Tom or myself or first mate Frank, please dial 760-283-4611. If you're outside of the United States of America, 001-760-283-4611. Okay, we've got Tom Richards with us, who is a fantastic singer, and you just heard Tom doing a cover of a Coldplay song, which actually I think was one of your, you know, one of your better covers, Tom.
Thank you much, Tommy.
I think that was really, really good. I didn't say, you know, I didn't quite like it when you did the... What was that? You, Frank? Or was that anything happening there? The dog, okay.
Dog.
Oh, the cabin dog's back. Okay, yeah. I tell you what, I'm laughing because I know why this dog is looking at me with those big doggy eyes thinking, please give me a potato chip. He's even giving me his paw now. Give me a paw, pal. Mally, give me a paw. Paw, Mally.
It's looking on radio, mate.
It's good for radio, this. A dog's going to give me his paw, and if he does, I'll give him a potato chip. Oh, what a great dog. High five, Manny. High five. And he's giving me a high five. Listen, listeners, I must rustle this because I like you to know that we have got real potato chips on the ship.
We have.
We have. And Mally is going to have one now, and maybe we can hear him eat it.
You know what? I think it's the shortest interview, Tom, we've ever
done. That's great. Anyway, getting back to young Tom Richards, who's now feeling rather neglected over there in the corner of my cabin. Okay, Tom, so... let's have a little bit about your story, as I say, in X Factor so far, because you were, last year, quite a big splash. You caused quite a stir on the UK X Factor.
Well, obviously, to European and British listeners, they'll understand the whole X Factor process. But obviously, with the American X Factor just starting, you know, people in the US may not have a bit of an understanding about the show. But... on neutral
terms.
Oh,
it's never been on in America, is it?
Well, it was aired this evening, I think. Tonight was it
on the first X Factor?
First X Factor in America.
Oh, they must have had American Idol, and they've had
American Idol. But
okay, yeah.
But I made it down. I made it down to the final 32 acts of the competition.
Excellent.
Out of a possible, well, I think it was just over a quarter of a million that auditioned. So I got out to the final 8 boys in the category.
Okay.
Where I was flown out to Diamond Oaks House in Sydney, Australia.
Who was that?
Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue?
Danny Minogue,
is that,
yeah.
Kylie's sister?
Kylie's sister.
I get her.
And I was...
You had a good time in Australia, then?
A beautiful time in Australia.
I happen to know the other person in that house with you and Danny, on a female basis, was even more sort of funky than Danny. And she's a great singer in herself. I think she had a hit in America, too. Who was that, then?
Well, the supporting judge with Danny Minogue was Natalie Imbruglia.
Natalie Imbruglia. Now, that's a hot piece of judging, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Frank?
Well, yeah, definitely. I'd invite her aboard the ship anytime.
To be honest with you, I didn't want to say this, but you know the second cabin on the left downstairs, near the pole, near the sharp end?
I'm off.
Natalie is there right now. In fact, she's recording on our on-ship Sea of Life recording studio. I might play some tracks for her later. I might not, because obviously, Thomas, what was she like as a person?
What I meant of it was very briefly, but she was nice, and so was Danny.
She was?
They don't do it.
Now, can you dispel a myth? Has Danny had a boob job?
I didn't have a close enough look, to be honest, though.
No, that's a fair comment. You are a cabin boy at the end of the day, Tom. We don't expect you good looking at Australian, you know. Danny Minogue was actually a singer before Kylie Minogue.
Yes, very true.
You know, Kylie was an actress and Danny was a singer. And I think Kylie was a bit in awe of Danny in the early days because she was... No, Danny's a good kid, no, good singer. The thing I'm thinking of is that maybe our listeners around the world, in Australia, they're going to know who we're talking about. New Zealand, probably. UK, definitely. Kylie Minogue, is she a worldwide celebrity, Kylie, you think?
I'd say so, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think... personally, that, you know, you handle yourself on that television program, and people can go and see Tom actually on YouTube.
Well, yeah.
Well, handle yourself.
Definitely. But for anyone who doesn't, you know, especially for the US listeners who don't understand the sort of stages of the X Factor.
Okay.
If you do go on YouTube, just type in Tom Richards X Factor, or if you want to go directly to my page, you can go Tom Richards Vocals. It's all one word. And have a little look on there. Got quite a few uploads of a few hits. And
Tom, I got to say, I got to come in here because I know when you put a cover up, like if you, this Coldplay cover we just heard, no, we're going to make a video of that.
The song that was just played on the introduction is off the new album of Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've recorded that, I think, last week.
We finished it off this afternoon.
Well, yeah, we finished the mix down this afternoon, and every so often, we upload a video to
YouTube?
My YouTube, where I'm singing a song. We like to shoot a little music video to it.
Yes, it's lovely.
So that one there on that track will be up within the next couple of weeks.
Brilliant. And the other thing about our show tonight, the Captain Quincy show with the First Mate Frank, obviously, and the young Tom the cabin boy, ho har, and Mally the dog, and Mike over there, and Billy in the corner saying nothing. Anyway, this little team we've got here on this ship, and we've got everything on this ship, So, I just want to say that if you miss the show, you wouldn't be listening to me now, would you, if you miss the show? But by the magic of, you know, the show's going to be archived. Straight after the show finishes, I have to say we'll be up on the archives and you can listen again. So if you miss this the first time, I'm not talking to you now then. I'll be talking to you whenever you're listening to me. The beauty of podcasting. You know, so this
fans, everything technical is brilliant.
Yeah, because, you know, with the times and everything, I'm talking to you now, Tom. But hey, with the magic of podcasting, I could be talking to you in a month's time.
Never know.
Same thing I'm saying now. So, if I can, I listen to myself again, because I love listening to my voice. Right, we're going to play a track now, Tom, but this is a different track. This is one that you've written, along with a mystery person who was the captain of a small ship on a sea of love.
No,
Frank. Frank's being presumptuous.
Of course.
Anyway...
I thought
you'd
do a link.
This is a new... Yeah, I know, Frank. This is a new... I'd rather have a crisp. A potato chip in America. This is... Thank you. This is a new song. A new version of a song we wrote. I say we. I was there. Tom wrote the song. I just happened to be playing a few instruments and recording everything and bigging him up. But it's a song called Hold On, and it's an acoustic version. This is a song written by Tom Richards. I hope you like this. It's fantastic.
Coming.
to the end of the road. Still can't see the finish line. Losing all of my patience. Gotta get out of here. Game let it in your head. All that people see in me is a sign of you. That is all we ever were. From now on, I'm going on my own. Solo, solo. Now this place don't feel like home. No more, no more. You're just a memory now. I gotta stand my ground. You no longer have a hold on me now. You're just a memory now. I gotta stand my ground. You no longer have a hold on me. Your face that I was holding you down. I run out of vision. Had to get out of here. From now on, I'm going on my own. Solo, solo.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that would be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
Well, that was great. We had two ads there. That was fantastic. I got to give a big thank you to Bruce out there in the...
Absolutely, in, Bruce. Well done, mate.
In Radioland. He's looking out for us really well tonight. Tom, that new version of the song, I think, is far better.
Yeah, I think that's been stripped back. Taking a few instruments off it, and it's quite nice.
Yeah.
A different feel to the song.
I mean, it's a great. I mean, did you? You know, I mean, I know that we got other tracks that we've done. We've written. About.
We've wrote quite a few, but I think it's not one of my favorites.
Okay,
that one, I think,
right, yeah, okay.
But I do like that one. It's, you know,
what's your favorite one? Mate?
Favorite one we got. I think the most catchiest song we wrote was our single that's on iTunes at the moment. It's called Rewind. But to be honest with you, I think just an overall song, I think Sunrise.
Well, we're going to play them all. We're going to give the listeners a Tom Richards.
I got people online if everyone's listening, I might as well plug in myself. Because old Captain Quincy sometimes in his old age, he gets a little bit lost there.
Absolutely so.
But like a few people on my Twitter haven't realised that I've wrote a few more of the songs in Rewind. So they're all listening in. But you can follow me on Twitter if you're on Twitter. And it's called, you can search me at TomRichards_101.
I'll do it later, mate. Is that okay?
Happy days.
Yeah? Okay. I'll do you later,
mate. Well, I tell you what, I mean, you guys seem very cosy over there, I've got to say. You guys, Frank and Tom, you know.
Cushion.
See, we've got a word in Wales, which is cutch. And it's a Welsh word, and it's C-W. And it's spelled differently. C-W-T-C-H. T-C-H, usually, but there's an S in it as well if you speak real Welsh and you're from the north. So they say cutch with an S. It really means to, like, you know, get together, hide together, have a little cuddle, so you're cutching. Well, anyway, I'm glad that we're not doing this radio show in smelly radio, because sure. Mally, the ship's dog, is now going to be thrown over the side. Mally, you may bark. But if you make another smell like that, Mally, you are a goner.
My word, a gunner.
Frank?
It wasn't me, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't you, definitely the dog.
Definitely the dog.
Okay.
You sprung on me there.
Let's go for that one then. Go right, on. Thomas.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so basically, Mally, now we know what you're looking for at the toilet. It's just out there on the left. Now, off you go, follow that plank, and don't mind the splash. Right, so Thomas, this is Tom Richards, who's with us tonight, live. And we're going to play some songs that Tom has written. We played one, which was Hold On, which is, I think, is a lovely song. But there's a song Tom just mentioned, which is his favourite song of the song he's written. So shall we give that just a play straight away?
Definitely give it back.
Okay, well, why don't we just play Sunrise, and then we'll get rid of the dog, and then we'll just get on with the show. Fantastic. Tom Richards, Sunrise.
Floating in my head, my feet don't touch the ground, and I'm left for dead. Is this hell that I'm going through? Prayers now to my face, storm clouds in a speedboat sky, conjured up by hate.
Thank you.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. And listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
Okay, if you missed those two ads, they're busy. What we're really saying is just listen in to Mike. Mike Spirit does psychic readings and he's absolutely brilliant. So, and it's a really popular show. And that's on a Sunday in the UK, it's 8 p.m. And it'll be 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and it'll be 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's the Mike Spirit Show. Getting back now to reality. We've got Tom Richards with us. Ooh, hey, Tom, come on.
You know?
On. Yeah. And that last track, Tom, I got to say, I thought you were absolutely stunning vocal on that.
Thank you, man.
No, really good, I think. And I think a lot of people who see you onto YouTube and onto Twitter, and YouTube mostly, don't realize that you've got these other songs under your belt, you know? Because you've got one of them up on. You got one of your songs up on YouTube, but one original song, I mean, on YouTube.
Yeah, one original song on YouTube, with the rest of covers.
Later, yeah.
But
you do these other songs on YouTube, so maybe, you know, you need to up your game.
But the response I've had so far, because people haven't heard this online on my Twitter,
song.
And the response I've had is quite positive, so
that's a great song.
Maybe we might just stick them up online.
I think we need to get them up there, make a little video and put them up there, because we've got beautiful countryside in Wales, and Tom's got a great video as well. He does a cover of a song by Leon Russell, but he was made quite famous by Donny Hathaway, a song called A Song For You, and we've got a nice little video up there, filmed locally in Wales, up in the lakes and the trees, and it's a cracking little... And Tom, I have to say, does all his own film editing.
He does.
I do.
He does.
Yeah. I try, anyway.
He tries. Yes. Sometimes he doesn't try too hard. But most of the time, I got to say, it's pretty cool. You know, there's one video which the next one we're going to play of yours. We really need to move that video along and re-video it because it's a cracking song.
Okay.
So we're not going to play it for a little while.
It's called Rewind, Mike.
Is it called Rewind?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Mike know that, yeah.
Yeah, Mike is looking for the next song. Mike, bear in mind, Mike's a psychic, right? He's a psychic. I'm sitting here. You know, he can't think what we're going to do next.
He knew what's coming next.
He doesn't know what we're doing next.
He just want to confirm it, that's all. Right?
Actually, what Mike said to me last week was, he said, boys, he said, it's a great show, but it won't be as good as next week's.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm joking. Yeah. Mike's not a fortune teller. He's a psychic medium, and he gets in touch with the life you're after. You must catch his show. He was on earlier this evening, and he's on next on Sunday at 8 o'clock, UK time. But Tom Richards is sitting over there, expert there. So Tom, the big boss of all this stuff is Simon Cowell.
Yes.
Now he gave you a real hard time on the television.
He did.
If they do go onto YouTube and see your expert editions. You know, Simon Cowell, give you some crap, I must say. I can use the word crap because if you'd like me to explain the word crap for you in America, I will explain it to you.
Tables, isn't it?
Okay, no, crap in America actually was reversed to Sir Thomas Crapper. Thomas Crapper was a Yorkshireman and he invented, or was said he invented, the modern toilet as we know it, the flushing toilet, but he didn't, he was a Frenchman. However, Sir Thomas Crapper had a engineering company, he was, he'd a royal appointment. And so, you know, it became that when people went to the toilet, they went to the crapper, because that was the name on the toilet. Yeah. And there's still toilets bearing his name around the place. Of course, that goes to America, gets shortened by you lovely people in America, comes back to us as crap. Ever since then, it's been crap. But it's not a rude word. It's about a toilet, and it's the Thomas Crapper.
Isn't there now an alternative, though? You've got arms of shanks.
They wouldn't get that in America, so I don't think that's an alternative at all, Frank. No.
Oh, I think it's an alternative.
Just that's what Frank is saying is other toilet manufacturers
are available.
Armitage Shanks. I have no stories about Armitage Shanks at all, but I do think that I want to leave that on right where it is right now.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are we going anyway? Where are we going?
We're going now.
Are they actually managing the helm in this ship or what?
We are moving across the lagoon, as you know, Frank. Don't pretend you can't see the reef.
Well, you know, I saw it. I just wanted to know if...
We just have to find a gap in the reef to get out into that big sea of life again.
Are you piloting?
On our little ship.
People are very confused over this conversation.
Oh, okay. Tom is on Twitter. He's getting people worried about what we're talking about.
I'm so confused, someone says.
Yes. Well, tell them they're listening to the right show for that. So that's okay.
Absolutely.
So tell your confused people on there, Tom, what song we're going to play next. Now, this is a more upbeat song.
Great song.
It's the first one we wrote together, and I love the song. I love the video.
Cool song.
Took you to Paris.
Went to Paris to film this video.
We went into a transvestite bar. Not one transvestite turned up. Bitterly disappointed, as the video would have been more interesting. However,
on TV.
Yeah, but other transvestites are available.
They are.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, we don't want to go picking on anybody. You know, obviously our sponsors.
We haven't got a favorite.
Obviously. So Tom, without skirting around the issue too much, transvestites. What's this song called? And can they find it on YouTube?
This song is on my YouTube. You go to Tom Richards Vocals. And if you just type down at the search bar on YouTube, or Tom Richards Rewind, which is the title of the song, it's available on iTunes. And this is written by me and the wonderful Captain Quincy, and it's called Rewind.
Oh, yeah. Once again, Tom, I think a really good effort. You did a great job.
Thank you very much.
That's okay. Yeah, that is probably the catchiest of the songs.
I think definitely the catchiest, but, you know, we said that was going to be a rough copy of the song and never really revamped it, but, you know, stuck a bit of a drum beat in the back and just stuck with it, really.
Well, I think it's pretty cool.
Great song.
It is a good song. I mean, you know, the truth of the matter is, when you listen to that, you don't really know it was recorded in somebody's front room, Tom, do you? Well, what I meant to say by that was, I mean, the upper deck of a sailing ship.
Well, we just recorded in the
upper deck of a sailing
ship. Upper deck, if you want to call it that, yeah. With just a microphone and
a piano.
And a setup, really.
I mean, you get the acoustics on the poop deck, then.
The poop deck, Frank? Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't mention poop deck in front of that dog.
Well, no, that's true, the dog.
Yeah, obviously, you've got poop going on again. Mally's just...
That is one of my favourite songs, mate.
That is a good song.
On a CD, I've got it on a CD.
Actually, what were we talking about this? When Frank... I've got Frank and Friends. We spoke to Frank earlier. Should we talk about that a minute, Frank?
Well, no, I don't butt in on Tom's interview, of course. But it's a good link because it's actually Tom allowed the song to appear on a CD that I got, which raises funds for Frank and Friends. Yeah. So it's really cool. As people like to mention all the different things on there, and it's gone really well. It's sold really, really well, and I raised a lot of money. So
shall we tell them about that CD, Frank?
A little bit, yeah. It's called Inspiration.
It is.
And Tom's on there. It's a great track, that one there that you heard there. And then I believe there's an Inspiration 2 coming out.
Yes, and all the people on the track, on the album, will give their stuff to for free.
Yeah, absolutely for free, yeah. Absolutely.
And then the money that raised for that goes towards the retreat.
Exactly, and the retreat will be built, and it'll be built by people to help people. So, I mean, that's great, we can get involved. If you want to get involved, if you live in South Wales, you'll be able to come along and actually sort of lift up some straw bales or some thank you dog, or do some mud hut building. Be brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
That's cool. And the site for the retreat is actually on a reclaimed colliery site because obviously South Wales is famous for coal mining and
that's right. That's
so
right.
We just had a terrible disaster in Wales, which is shocking.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Four guys in a local mine unfortunately died. So, you might think that with all the modern technology and everything we've got, that mining is a lot safer. I'm sure it is, but things can still go wrong.
Yeah, the actual state of the private mines they were in was actually sort of a bit archaic. The wooden timbers holding the roof up, it just goes back sort of so far. It shouldn't be around this time, this day and age, that sort of setup. But there we go.
Yeah, but they do it. I mean, people, when business is like, going down the pan, people will do anything for money.
Very true. I cut corners, unfortunately, and that's when accidents happen. But Lighter things to talk about. Come on, let's get back on the sea there.
What were we talking about before, Frank?
I don't know. What were we talking about before?
Absolutely right. We were talking about...
The next song?
The next song, okay. I'm going to tell you about the next song, okay.
Does Mike know the next song? He does. Pretty good. He knew that beforehand, didn't he?
Okay, he knew. Well, I was just going to say, because Tom was on the X Factor last year. This year... A young lady who's friendly with all of us. We know her. She's been a great singer since she's 10 years old. And I know, her dad and her mom and everybody. And her name is Jessica Jenkins, Jessie Jenkins. And this year, she was on the X Factor. But she didn't get through to the actual judges' houses stage. But she did get through to boot camp. She was down to the last 50. When you think of some of the rubbish you're going to see on the television, and believe me, you're going to see some rubbish on the X Factor television over here this year, because it's an entertainment program, and really it should be, about my opinion, about singing. And if it was about singing, both Tom and Jess would have been right up there in the finals. So this is Jessica Jenkins, again, doing a cover, recorded today with me, and it's an Adele song, and it's a song called Hiding. It's with my heart, I can't remember the song. It's just a nice little acoustic thing. Take it away, Jess.
This is how the story went. I met someone by accident, blew me away, blew me away. It was in the darkest of my days when you took my sorrows, you took my pain, buried them away. Watched you wait, and then I
went on home to my skyscrapers and neon lights and waiting papers that I call home. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done and wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, you'll disappear one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. Yeah. I woke up feeling heavy hearted. I'm going back to where I started. The morning rain, the morning rain. And though I wish that you were here on that same old road that brought me here, it's calling me home. It's calling me home. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done and wake up to your face again the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, you disappear one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. Oh, yeah. I won't spend my whole life hiding my heart away. Oh, yeah.
Is that okay, Quincy?
Yeah, Bob. Ahoy there.
Oh, hi there, Quincy. That was okay. That was Pam. That was the wonderful Jessica Jenkins. Recorded that this afternoon, actually, in my house. And both her and Tom Richards, I've got a connection in that they both went onto the X Factor. Tom got a bit further than Jess, but they're both stunning vocalists now. It's excellent.
Exactly. And they both know you.
Even truer, Frank. They are both, in fact, yep. Local talent.
Yep. Absolutely.
From our principality of Wales.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. And Frank, you are in fact in a band.
I am in a band, yes, you're right. And it's a band called The Whole Hog.
Oh, I didn't need to know that. I just thought you were in a band. I didn't want any details, you know.
Oh, right, okay. Right. Right.
Just a band in a band, Frank. You know, Frank is a drummer.
I am a drummer.
In a band.
I am.
And what's the name of the band, Frank?
It's called, strangely enough, you may have heard of it before.
Oh, there you go.
The Whole Hog.
The Whole Hog, nothing but The Whole
Which
Hog.
Which is on the Facebook thing, yeah.
The Facebook
wanna,
thing?
Yeah, track
check
me
them
down.
Out. Keep going, Frank.
If you want to stalk me, that's fine. If anybody of Tom's friends there, hi there, I want to say hi. I'm in the band called The Whole Hog, available to add as a friend on Facebook.
Well,
is
that okay?
Is that it? Yeah, is that okay?
Blinking good, Frank.
Thanks,
Frank. Fantastic. And are you dealing with Tom the cabin boy in a true proper way?
I'm still here.
Well, Tom, excellent. We've got the two
of
them.
I've got a squash in the corner.
We haven't got much time left on this show. This ship has to get back to the harbour.
Oh, wow, my heart.
We've got ourselves, you know, I don't know, 7 minutes, 8 minutes. What does it matter when you're a captain like what I am? I'm going to play you a track now, which is great, this track. And they're all blinking great, these tracks. I don't know what I'm doing with this one. I'm going to play you something a bit with a bit of an epic nature.
Really?
I want to do a song about, like, you know, a song from a very famous album, which was actually inspired by the Beatles. The Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, heard the Beatles. He was knocked out with him. He thought, I've got to try and write an album as good as that.
All right.
So he wrote an album called Pet Sounds. On Pet
good
Sounds.
Good album, mate.
It's a brilliant album,
great
yeah.
Album. Yeah.
And on Pet Sounds is a great song called Caroline No. And I didn't have to tell her, it wasn't no. But anyway, here's the Beach Boys and Caroline No. Now then, if you thought that was Caroline No, you wouldn't be working with this guy. It's Caroline No we're looking for, and I'm pretty sure this time we're going to get it right. Oh, that's a little bit more. That's a little bit better, my girl. That was called Sabotage.
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know? How could you lose?
was that? Well, good heavens above. Oh, no, I know exactly what that was. All you people, that was a test. A test, guys.
Sorry,
that we're on the... You're not. No, you are. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's better. That's
so it was a bit of a test, that was, because if you know anything about Pet Sounds, the album.
Yeah, Beach Boys album.
Yeah. At the end of the track, Caroline, no.
She said yes.
No. A train comes past. Uh-huh. Wait, that was it. That was the train.
Wow.
Did you hear it?
I did. Hang on, if you listen to it very, very quietly again, you can hear it again.
Oh, no, I don't. Uh-huh. Yeah. Actually, yeah, that was pretty good. Good impression. Good impression. So anyway, obviously next week I'm sailing solo. I won't be having this motley crew with me next week. Let me tell you that, folks.
Mutiny.
No. I'll be having a kitchen maid in, and I won't be having any of you lot. Oh, Now then. I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to just play this song right now and see what happens at the end of it. I think I've got enough time to play this song. Thank you very much for listening. It's not the end of the show. It's not the end of the world, unless you listen to some people in America. God bless them, but the earth isn't flat, okay? Just want to tell you that, all right? Without being controversial,
yes,
the earth is not flat, okay? It might be, you know, in parts, but not all of it. So let's play something that... I'll do a song which is 90 seconds. I'm not going to do any song, am I?
Not really.
For 90 seconds, I think I'm going to talk. I can do this talk. So let's say bye-bye to Kevin. Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
And let's say goodbye to First Mate Frank.
Where am I going?
You're going, Frank, on the plank.
All right.
Frank is on the plank. Okay, so it's been a pleasure to do this little show, and we can't seem to find the dog, the ship.
Thank you to all our viewers as well.
Oh, viewers have been brilliant
on the Ustream.
On TwitCam. Don't forget, get hold of Tom anytime on Twitter. We're going to hand you over very shortly now to whoever's coming on next. And we're going to kick him with our little jingle any minute. And then we'll be saying goodbye. So this is the captain and the Motley Crew, not the band, just the Motley Crew, saying goodbye. God bless. See you next week. Same time, same place.
Hey there, land lovers. Welcome to the captain. Avast there, land lovers. That be it for another journey. Let's head home, where the following wind will be there soon. But don't forget to tune in next week for another weird and wonderful journey as the Captain Quincy sails four sheets to the wind.
God, it's on the port bow, sir!
Keep bowsman! Drop the mainsail and let's break out the rum. We'll always keep a welcome in the hillside. Till next time, my hearties.
We're in the screen room. You guys were busting my chops that whole time, weren't you?
Yeah, I think we were, Bruce, yeah.
You were confusing me. I thought the whole time I was talking to the captain over there. So when you said play my ad, that's why I played his ad.
Bruce, I'm dealing with amateurs.
I was getting so confused.
Some of the tracks were fading over this end when we had some comments back from people who were listening on Twitter and stuff. And they were fading in and out. And also we had a few wobbles on that jingle then. Is that your end? Or?
You know what? I don't know what he has going on in his switchboard, because I'm actually on the Mike and Rob's switchboard.
Okay.
Now, when you said play the iPod Shuffle.
Yeah.
The iPod Shuffle, what he has, is actually the Mannix ad.
Yeah, I figured that one out, yeah.
And then you said play the
outro. Well, the intro, yeah.
And that was the Mannix, and you still said it was wrong.
No, Frank does a Mannix intro. That was okay. That was right, that was. Yeah.
Oh, that was right, because you said it was Frank, wrong when you came back.
No, it was Frank's voice on the... No, the my fault for the 20-second jingle for the Mannix. They've re-recorded it over, and Frank's voice was originally on it.
So okay.
I forgot that, but it doesn't matter. So, you know, it's cool. I think it's all right. When the Quincy jingle was playing out there,
the outro,
it cut off. and it started wobbling, like as if, you know, it's a tape and it's wobbling back, you know, going higher and lower.
The Captain outro?
Yeah, the one we just finished the show with.
I think it's cut out because I threw us in the screen room. If you're in the screen room, you don't hear the outro.
All right. But okay.
So that might be the only if it's wobbling in and out, then you gotta have Mike let Rob know so Rob could check it out
We had two issues with the tracks last week where they were phasing and they were going quieter and louder.
You know what it is? Skype is a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Rob said it's probably the bandwidth wasn't good enough to take all, you know, the songs or whatever's going on.
I mean, most of the songs you played throughout the thing came in real good and clear.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, it was all right. But it was enjoyable, so...
Yeah, you did a good show. I liked it.
When do they stick it on the archives? No, is it? Okay.
Should be on the archives right at, 2 minutes after the show.
Oh, that's stupendous. Okay, that's brilliant, yeah. So, what show do you do then, Bruce? I know Mike comes on your show, and it's a psychic show, and...
I do Near Skeptics and Believers. It's like a paranormal...
I'd like to do that one. James Randi and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like a paranormal show out there. And then... I have a crew that comes on that I produce their show, Southeastern Bigfoot Adventures.
Okay.
Then I have another psychic that comes on the show and does one once a month, Chuck Kester.
Okay. So, there's a guy who comes on my Facebook, and he's always sending me the stuff about the conspiracy theories. And the latest one is about these two earthquakes they've had in America, which actually was a nuclear attack from somewhere. Because they knew there was hidden stuff underground and all that stuff goes on, you got to go with them.
Did you get my message? The guy's name is Billy Connolly that you sound like.
Yes, yes, yes. He's Scottish. Yeah. Comedian.
You sound just like him.
He used to be in a band called the Humblebugs, I think, with a guy called Jerry Rafferty, who had a big hit with Baker Street and stuff over this country, but... Billy Connolly, yeah, he's married to Pamela Stevenson. His wife was an actress, Australian lady. But now she's become a psychiatrist. And I think her full-time patient is Billy.
I'll tell you, though. You probably make some money sounding as good as you do, identical to him.
Come on. Do you get that show where he goes around the States on a motorbike and he does, different things? He does Australia, and it's great. It's a really good show if you get it on, maybe on Sky Channels or, it's a really interesting show. He's got a three-wheeler bike and he goes around meeting people and it's great. You get to see the country.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. I think it's called Billy Connolly's World Tour, the show, I think.
Okay, cool. We gotta check that out.
Pretty cool. Okay, Bruce, thank you very much.
You have a good night, buddy. Nice meeting you. Great show. You did a good job.
No, thank you very much, Bruce. Enjoy. Bye-bye, all the guys.
Good night.
Bye. Thanks, Bruce. Bye.
Good night.